Finally today, an eight-man band from New Zealand is the focus of our global hit. It's called Fat Freddy's Drop. Corey Takahashi caught up with them in Los Angeles.
This sound is the one, only Fat Freddy's Drop.
The first thing you notice about Fat Freddy's Drop is that there's no Fat Freddy. There is a big Samoan, some Maori members, and New Zealanders of various other origins. So it's a large mix. But Fat Freddy's Drop is a pretty lean operation. These artists own the label that puts out their music, and that means they have total control over how they sound. If they want to make a song that's more than 10 minutes long, like they do on their new album, they go ahead and do it. This crowd at the Roxy on the LA Sunset Strip is more than happy to indulge them. They start the night with a reggae-flavored cut called The Raft. It's about an epic journey, and Fat Freddy's Drop faced one of their own right before this show. Band members Joe Lindsay and Chris Fayumu describe what happened as they were driving down from the Bay Area by bus.
I think we were about 200 miles out of San Francisco when we see some sparks flying out the back of the bus. We're going to pull the bus over, try and figure out what that was, and we thought maybe we had a flat tire or something. We'll pile out of the bus and go around the back, and the trailer's completely gone. We found our instruments upside down and the trailer upside down in a big ditch, and the trailer had big holes in it. It looked like someone had taken a can opener to it. We came out whole, and no one was hurt, and we're very thankful for that.
It's rock and roll.
It's rock and roll, yeah.
Their sound, though, that's not exactly rock and roll to most people. It's more of a musical gumbo by way of Wellington, New Zealand. Consider this song, Shiver Man, which references a comic book character and lays live brass over techno.
Through the song, the techno kind of evolves into this crazy kind of circus ska kind of thing. But in there, we layered up brass upon brass, tuba, lots of saxes, and just created this big wall of brass and looped vocals, and kind of building up tension and building in it and building it and building it for like 10 minutes almost, you know, of building this tension, and then it just releases into this big brassy scar thing that inevitably raises the roof. And yeah, that's one of my...
It doesn't make sense, but it works so well.
It does. It makes perfect sense to us.
Their recent sold-out concerts on the West Coast proved it made sense to newfound American fans. Don't keep telling me. New Zealand's Fat Freddy's Drop is planning to be back in the U.S. this coming spring. For The World, I'm Corey Takahashi, Los Angeles.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us.